news for you today. And we need good news. Good news helps us. There's a boatload of bad news that happens all around us in the world, all kinds of crazy bad news. But today is good news for you. And this is the good news from God. The good news is that this is the day that the Lord has made. God made this day. And it says, we will rejoice and be glad in it. So I encourage you, let's be grateful. It is a good day because God made it. Inherently, because God made it, it is good. So if you're struggling, you're having a difficult time in life, you're going through some challenges, crises, we'd love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. It's a great way for us to partner with you and your faith to see God do supernatural things. And Mom, you know, our partners are so important to us.
Oh, they are.
They are such a valuable partnership linked together to help us cover the earth with the Word.
And here's a testimony from a partner, how she wrote in, had a lot of problems, didn't seem to be working out. And on the television, we said to put their hands on the television set and believe they had received. And she believed for her children, and she got a miracle breakthrough. Awesome God.
Nice.
And today, our special guest, oh my goodness, is Greg Moore. And Sarah and I like him so well. You know, he's at Caris, but he, what can I say? He has a book called Scriptures to Live By. And he literally shows you how to make faith real in your life. I mean, it's where the rubber meets the road. So watch and receive and encourage other people to watch, because folks, faith is a big thing, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. You will not be sorry that you watched this program. You'll not be sorry that you got the book. You'll not be sorry that you called your friends, because faith absolutely works.
I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I was around church and Christianity and all that stuff for all of my life. But I remember when I was very, very young, one of the most essential things, conclusions that I came to was, you know, I can do all the right things, I can say all the right things, I can follow the Sunday school teacher, but the most important thing I determined early in my life was to have my own personal connection with Jesus. And that decision, that solution actually has guided my life for all of my years. I want to pray with you now that you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whether you've done it in the past or never, let's pray this together now. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and setting me free for your design. In Jesus' name, amen. We're so glad you're watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. I was praying about our time together, and I felt in my heart that some of you watching right now, you just feel like you're working super hard and you're not having results, not having the consequences equal to the work that you're putting in. It's just draining you. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants to encourage you with this verse. It's Zechariah 4, verse 6. And it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And I just encourage you today that I think you've been leaning on your own efforts, your own wisdom, your own strength, and not enough on God and not enough on the Holy Spirit. And so I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that you would learn to lean into God, learn to trust in God, and really watch God do stuff that far exceeds what you know and can do in the natural. God has good things for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. Mom, we have one of the coolest people on the planet with us today. Yay! Greg Moore.
Right.
Totally love having you here. My goodness, Greg.
Great to be with you guys again.
We love it.
It's awesome.
And you wrote this book called Scriptures to Live By.
I did, yes.
Oh my goodness. Why did you write this book?
Yeah, you know, this book came out of a real challenging season of our lives. My son Michael was diagnosed with a muscular arthritic condition when he was 15 months old. He couldn't crawl, he couldn't walk. His joints would swell twice the size that they were supposed to be. His neck, his knees, his ankles, his wrists, his elbows, and was in excruciating pain all the time. We took him to the doctor. They had no cure for him. There was nothing the doctors could do medically. They wanted to do muscle biopsies and things like this. And so we had we had started attending Lakewood Church at that time. John Osteen was our pastor, and we just started getting into the Word of God. And the Lord, I had been healed of cancer the year prior to Michael's healing, but I got healed on the gift of the Spirit. The Lord just gave me a word to have three men pray for me, and I was healed, and the cancer left my body. It was supernatural. So this time when Michael was so sick, we had the same three men pray for him, and nothing happened. And God taught us a big lesson at that time. He doesn't want us to depend on the method that He uses. There's lots of different methods to receive healing. And so He said, I want you to immerse yourself in My Word. And so we wrote down 70 different scriptures in three different categories on healing, on the authority of the believer, and on the integrity of God's Word. And we just spoke that over Michael's body. We spoke it to his muscles, his body. We spoke it to our minds, and we spoke it to the enemy as Jesus did in the wilderness. You know, it's written, and we just would say, it's written, it's written, it's written again. And then back, you know, speaking it back to God. And we did that for 2 months. And one of those scriptures that we were quoting, Psalm 119, 89, 90, forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven, and Your faithfulness is unto Michael and his generation. We put Michael's name in there, leapt off of the page into our hearts. And that word came alive to us. That Logos word became a Rhema word. And within a month, Michael was crawling where he couldn't, you know, and then within 3 months, he was walking. It was more progressive, but it was the power of the Word of God. And I started praying and thinking, you know, hey, if this will work for my son for healing, it'll work for people's finances, for wisdom, for peace, for whatever direction that they need in their lives. So that was the genesis of the book. And so I started putting together different categories of scripture with that in mind, which I love your vision to cover the earth with the word.
Yeah.
And so this book was intended to help people to do that.
Wow. And you know, you may be watching and have a loved one who's very sick, you know, and we believe in healing. We believe that the word teaches healing. So we'd really like to encourage you to call in and give the name and let us have prayer with you. And you need this book, Scriptures to Live By, because it isn't just for healing. It's for all categories of your life. I have found the Word will work in every place. Somebody said, what's the most practical thing in your life? I would say it's the Word.
Amen.
Because wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, if you take promises into it, it works. So this is so nice because these are topical. You can just look up what you need. You can pray those promises and you can watch God work. And sometimes I've awakened in the night and maybe you have too and worried. And then I think, no, why am I worrying? The Word is working. And so I'll speak those promises and go back to sleep. So please call in and get this. And Sarah, I think for you and me, Greg Moore is one of our favorite guests.
Absolutely. And Greg, I want to ask you this because I think this is a really important thing. You brought this out. Sometimes we trust in the method. We have more faith in the method than we do in God.
Right.
So the method. So you had cancer, felt like God gave you a word, have these three men pray for you. Then when your son was sick, did the same thing. Didn't
right.
work. So help us on that, because that method thing, if we get stuck in that, it can be super discouraging.
Yeah, one way I like to describe it is that we want to put trust in the prince rather than the principle. And sometimes we can become legalistic with our faith, and where we're you know, removing God out of the picture. You know, in other words, we're leaning on our own understanding. Well, I know mentally what the Word says about this or this or this. But the bottom line is the Lord has healing for each of us. He's got healing for someone right now who's going through a real healing battle. God gave me a word before this program, and it was the Psalm 107:20. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. In Matthew 10, verse 1 and 2, He gave authority to His disciples to heal the sick. And so you can send the word to your own body. You can, well, that's what we did with Michael. We spoke that word and it brought healing. But the bottom line is we don't want to trust in our knowledge and mentally, but the Holy Spirit's a spirit of truth. He knows the word and He knows what we need to do to appropriate what He's already provided 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you see the Spirit and the Word working together.
Absolutely.
That is so important.
Absolutely.
Sarah, go ahead. You have something.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I love this because I memorize Scripture. And I said it isn't just my reading the Bible. It reads me.
Yes, that's good.
And I think when you get into these promises, like on forgiveness, you know, everybody has some people you'd like to slap sideways. You're just tired of them. And you think, why am I related to them? Or why is this? Or why is that? But here you can take the promises and start speaking those promises.
Absolutely.
And when you do, your brain begins to take hold of it. And my emotions do too. This is really, really key. And so when you get the book, don't just, well, that's a nice book. But use it.
Absolutely.
You know, I say use it or lose it.
Yeah.
But don't lose it, use it. And so you're lonely. Well, I don't have anyone. Nobody really cares about me. Well, why don't you get the promises? And sometimes, you know, because of these promises, I've had God just bring one up out of my spirit like you did.
Right.
For the occasion. So what you put inside is going to come outside. So this puts in what you need. So please call us with your prayer requests, maybe deliverance. That's awesome. Call us and get the promises that you need and, of course, get prayer. That's very important. Now, Greg, tell us a little bit. We're going to be going into our second segment. What is on your heart for that second segment?
Yeah, my heart is it, and the purpose that we wrote this book is to help people develop a personal relationship with the Word, you know, where they're not depending on someone else.
Yeah.
And I wrote this book so that it would, we broke the Word down into different categories.
Okay, that's what we're going to go into on this second segment. I can hardly wait.
God's Word is essential, like eating and breathing. When you put the Word into your heart and speak it with your mouth, it will change your life. Luke 4:4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Scriptures to Live By. This arsenal of scriptures is organized in 41 essential categories that will arm you to face life's difficulties successfully. This book is a tremendous resource for counseling, Bible study, personal reference, and dealing with life's greatest needs. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's foundational booklet, Speak the Word. This handy resource will help you confess God's promises over your life, your family, and your daily circumstances, and see things change for the better. And to complete this powerful resource, we'll send you God's Promises for Your Every Need. This wonderful book will help you receive God's blessings and apply His Word to your life. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an Easy Gift Partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful Inheritance Devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
I love that the Word of God isn't just some kind of esoteric, floaty, out there, irrelevant, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, not pertinent to today, not modern. So, Greg, you have 41 categories in this book.
Yes.
And they're interesting because they're not like just kind of ethereal whatever. Right. They're super, super practical.
Right.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, Sarah, I wrote this book because I wanted to, as I mentioned, my son Michael was healed as God had us speak the word over him. And Janice and I would take turns just speaking the word over him. And really was getting in our hearts and in our minds. But I began to see that, you know, as I was pastoring, that the people needed the Word in every area of their lives. And I these categories came from just these are areas where people need to apply the Word in their lives. And if they'll do that, God's Word is relevant to every area of our lives.
It is.
And we need a personal relationship with the Word. And that's my goal is I don't want people depending on me to feed them. I want them to be self-feeders. Yeah. And so this book was just designed to help people in that regard, you know.
And so somebody who gets this book, like there's a one of the segments is on joy.
Right.
And then you have another segment on loneliness.
Right.
Another segment on long life.
Right.
So in those particular chapters, if you will, what are some things that you take us through in those chapters?
You know, I just go from A to Z on that subject. All I did was just, get that subject of like long life. I think this book is worth you just getting to just study about long, you know, we all like long life. I mean, if you have prosperity, but you don't have the health or the long life to enjoy it,
right.
What good is it? Well, the Bible promises you long life. And if we would look in the Word, I just went from Genesis to maps, you know, Genesis to Revelation, and found scriptures that relate to that and just several of them so that people, not just one or two, several that people could just meditate on. And, you know, it only takes one word from God to change your life.
Right.
And as you meditate here and you study and you begin to speak it, one of those words are going to come alive to you and heal you, deliver you, set you free. God's word is so powerful. And that was my purpose of writing
and
this.
And see, here's what I think with this. His word is health to all our flesh.
It is.
So one time I had a tumor and it was growing pretty quickly. So I took that scripture, his word is health to my flesh. So I said, the word also is like medicine. It also says medicine there. So I'm going to take medicine on the hour rather than three times.
Yes.
So I stayed awake and I read on the hour, his word is health to my flesh.
Yes.
And by the end of it, the tumor was gone.
Praise God.
See, you don't want to just know the word, you want to work the word. Hmm. And that's what I like about this. The word is the most practical, supernatural thing you can ever have. So call us for prayer. You may have special needs today, and we love to pray with you. We don't counsel. But I believe this is a handbook. But this handbook is very supernatural. You know, here's a whole segment on righteousness. Sometimes we don't feel very righteous. You know, you want to just knock somebody out. You're so mad at them. But, you know, you can take the word. Sometimes we need to honor someone. And I think in the day we live in, we don't honor people much. And this is very important. What about guidance? I want the word to guide me. I don't want to try and guide my own life. I can mess up. And see, here's a whole segment on guidance. So see, this is something you just love. It's supernaturally practical.
It is, absolutely.
The other thing I like about this, Greg, is you wrote it not just for the daily stuff, but also some kind of big things. right. like issues. So case in point, you have a whole section in here on love. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Both from the standpoint of understanding that we're loved, you know, understanding God's love, but also then drawing on that grace in the nature that we have of God on the inside for us to manifest His love. And man, you know, I have to use faith to walk in love.
Right.
I have to use faith to even receive God's love for me when my mind is telling me, you know, I'm not that.
I know.
You know, so, but that's what happens. That's what the Word does, though. The Word washes our minds and transforms us and gives us God's perspective on that area of our life. Mm-hmm. And then you see yourself well, or you see yourself loving that other person, or that person that's hard to forgive, you know, that you don't want to let go of that. But then all of a sudden you begin to see them through God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then God comes in the middle of that and changes, not only changes you, changes them. Does a radical work in your life. And the Word does that
right.
for us.
And in this particular chapter, you define, and you go to the Bible to right. define love.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Well, people have all kinds of ideas about love, right? I love my dog. I love my cat. I love ice cream. I love my wife. I love God. Well, I hope you love God and love your wife more than you do your dog or ice cream. And so... I wanted to define what the Word says love is, which is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. This God's agape, unconditional love. Mm-hmm. It's not the phileo kind of love, give and take, mutual love. It's not, you know, the kind of worldly love
physical.
And picture, yeah, of erotic love. God's love actually includes all of that, but it begins with agape. And when you meditate in the Word, it gets down in your heart. And then, you know, as He is, so are we. And then we become that. Yeah.
Right.
And to meditate on it, see, you have all those scriptures on that.
Yeah.
So you don't just have one. You have a whole grouping
yes.
that you can look at, speak, meditate, pray, and share with other people.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, sometimes I have people call me for things and I think, duh, what is the scripture for that?
Yeah.
And so this is something you could keep by your phone.
Oh, yeah.
That not only be a blessing to you, but be a blessing to others. Because some of the problems people call me with,
yeah.
my brain feels like a scrambled egg. But
yeah.
here are the scriptures to unscramble.
This is a great tool, resource for counseling, for Bible study, for teaching the Word on something, because it's right here. I have ministries who have call centers who use this mm-hmm. as their counseling source. Because it's just the Word. It's not
right.
my opinion. It's not, we just put it, break it down into categories. And I've got a word I need to share. As I was praying before this session, I've got a word I need to share for someone here who's been in a long season of an evil day. They've been going through something that's been traumatic, and it just seems like it's been forever. And the word that I have for you is from 1 Chronicles 14, 11. So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And God has a breakthrough for you. You need to believe today. I'm speaking this word, but it came through prayer that God by His Spirit wants you to receive and agree that there's a breakthrough for you with God. With man, it may seem impossible, but with God, and that's the key, just get with God. With God, the possibility is unlimited. God's going to bring breakthrough for you, and I just speak breakthrough for you in Jesus' name.
Hey, Sarah. This is a turnaround time
right.
for people who are watching this program. This is a turnaround time. And again, get the scriptures to live by so that you can keep turning around.
Yeah.
Because folks, it isn't just one shot. Oh, I had an emergency, so I got the scripture. Or I'm discouraged. You know, get this. Feed on it. Let the Word feed on you. I always say I like this about the Word. It not only do you read it, it reads you, and it causes you to be successful in areas where you are weak. So call us with your prayer needs. Call us, get the book or books, and pass them on. Be a good missionary of God's Word to others.
God's Word is essential, like eating and breathing. When you put the Word into your heart and speak it with your mouth, it will change your life. Luke 4:4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Greg Moore's book, Scriptures to Live By. This arsenal of scriptures is organized in 41 essential categories that will arm you to face life's difficulties successfully. This book is a tremendous resource for counseling, Bible study, personal reference, and dealing with life's greatest needs. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's foundational booklet, Speak the Word. This handy resource will help you confess God's promises over your life, your family, and your daily circumstances, and see things change for the better. And to complete this powerful resource, we'll send you God's Promises for Your Every Need. This wonderful book will help you receive God's blessings and apply His Word to your life. Call or click today and receive this amazing, life-changing offer today.
It's such an honor to have Greg with us today. And Greg, I want to give you an opportunity. Many of the people in our audience would love to have you pray for them. So would you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Bible says that God will give you the desire for His Word, and that He'll make His Word go, He'll make His Word gold and silver to you and valuable to you. That His the wisdom of God is available through His Word. And I just want to speak to you right now that and pray that prayer that Father, just give each person here a desire and a hunger to know Your Word. That Your Word is more valuable to them than silver and gold. And Father, that you open a revelation of Jesus to every person who's watching, who needs the Word of God, who needs revelation of the Word of God. Give to every person who's watching a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus. Show them the hope of Your calling on their life. Show them the riches of the inheritance that You have in the saints, what You have for them, Lord. I speak healing to their bodies. I speak wholeness to your mind, peace in your mind in Jesus' name. And Lord, as sincere babes, let them desire the sincere milk of the Word in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm so happy you have received what God has for you. And I believe the best is ahead. And wave the worst goodbye. The worst is behind. Bless your day. Thank you.